This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Hour number three, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality and the fact that you can't destroy these things. There's just no way to break them. I have every single one I've ever owned. And I've owned a bunch of them, believe me. Tacticalholsters.com. Just about everybody's seen the comic memes on social media that began with Keep Calm and Carry On. And then, they actually made a t-shirt flying out of it. There's Keep Calm and Eat More Beef. Keep Calm and Drink More. Here's something I'd like to suggest. Keep calm and win the fight. Now, you may be thinking that I'm saying, so someone is trying to kill me, and I'm not supposed to get excited about it. You're going to have that adrenaline dump. That's just going to happen. What I should say is that you should work to try to stay as calm as possible during a criminal attack. I would suggest there are ways to improve your ability to be as calm as possible and focus on the tasks at hand, whatever those tasks might be. Two of the greatest enemies of defensive shooters are panic and rage. These are opposite emotions. One causes you to rush. The other one is going to cause you to freeze. Either one lets your emotion get out of control and can result in you doing something without thinking. And these things would put you in greater physical jeopardy, or it might just, you know, in the case of rage, it would be very difficult to justify certain actions in court. Staying calm makes it more likely for us to follow our well-thought-out personal defense plan and to remember the legal requirements our society places upon us. Learning to stay calm begins with getting professional training, repetitive professional training. You need to seek out the kind of training that prepares you to deal with the sort of criminal attacks that are becoming more common in our society. That means you need to train with the target 90 degrees to one side of you, because that's how the knockout game is played. Or maybe behind you, because that's how the knockout game is played. You need to train to be attacked in the car. You need to be able to shoot and fight from the car or from a seated position. Considering what happened in Aurora, you may need to learn how to shoot down over the heads of people at somebody shooting up in your general direction. There's a lot of ways to learn how to train. All of them are very realistic. I was talking to Aaron Cowan the other day, and he was on the lookout. He's going to buy two more cars to dump at his range because he's teaching, shooting around cars and barriers. So he's getting barriers there, not pretending. He's getting real barriers there. Given a choice, learning how to deal with a home invasion while armed with a handgun is probably going to be more useful than spending a week learning how to cleverly, properly clear a terrorist base of operations. Realistic training is the foundation upon which calmness in the face of violence is built. In addition, you should train with a defensive firearm that you usually carry. So, I mean, that's one of the things about Glock. That's one of the reasons I like Glock. Now, the same would hold true with 1911s because, I mean, the varying degrees of size and everything else, it's going to hold true as far as the platform. But, I mean, a Glock 9mm shoots like a Glock 9mm. The 26, if you put plus twos on it, you got a full grip. The 19, you got a full grip. 17, you got a full grip. The 34, you got a full grip. Same trigger, same basic feel. That's why I carry that. And, you know, that comes out on top. Taking a class with your high-capacity service auto is not going to do you much good if you regularly carry a snub-nosed J-frame revolver. Similarly, if you don't do as well as expected with your everyday carry pistol, that might be an indication that you need to reconsider what you carry. You may have to get out of the comfort zone, or you may have to rethink your holster or your gun or whatever it is. Because you need practical training coupled with regular practice sessions. And this is going to build confidence in your ability and in the way your equipment is going to react. And all of that in those moments when things start to happen are going to affect your level of calmness. It is very important to have a personal defense plan. It will help you determine what sort of criminal attack you're most likely to experience. And then you've got to develop some sort of an idea of how to handle it. It would be an excellent idea to study actual criminal encounters and then try to discern what the people involved did right and what they did wrong. Or you could read Masoud Ayoub. He's pretty good at that, too. Street encounters, home invasions, and mass shooting incidents can give us all food for thought and ideas upon which to build our own plan for dealing with these types of events. And this way, when the balloon goes up, you want to be able to say with confidence, they told me this could happen, and I have a good idea of just what to do about it. A big step in that direction is being aware of what's going on around you. Seeing it as it begins to unfold in front of you. When nobody else sees it, that puts you in a better position to consider more options on how to handle a particular situation, no matter what it may become. Seeing it happen means you're moving to cover. You're getting real cover. You're moving your loved ones to cover. Awareness allows you more time to get your mind into a personal defense mode to sufficiently deal with the situation at hand. And what you really need to avoid is being so oblivious to your surroundings that a criminal attack is a complete surprise. So that means no Pokemon Go. That means no texting while walking. When surprised, a person is far more likely to fall back on a panic response or even a reaction of rage. And then quite a few of us have fears that can cause us trouble when they're part of the defensive scenario. Think of Indiana Jones in a snake pit. Some people are afraid of heights. I've never been involved in a criminal encounter where I had a phobia come into play. But I've always been alone. My phobia would be my family being around me. But the point to remember is that, like Indiana Jones, you can force yourself to function in spite of your phobias, especially if you realize that their existence doesn't really mean that much to you. It's a feeling. One of the most difficult situations to test is your ability to stay calm. That's something you have. That's something you can train to do, to stay calm. All of that training and planning will allow you to remain sufficiently calm to take advantage of any opportunity out there. So your new motto, your new homework is to go out and train realistically, practically with the gun you're going to carry. And your motto, your goal that you need to have is to train to keep calm and to win the fight. That should be your mantra. That should be your goal, your you know, everything that you're trying to attain. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Yancey Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
And welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
quality and the fact that they are the best tact. I mean, there is no better holster to run around and on a range than G-Code. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. Coming from the Huffington Post, where they're actually here's the name of the article, Betsy Goes Gun Grabbing, written by Betsy F. Your Guns. Now, HuffPo, Huffington Post, has always been reliably for gun control. Now they're taking the shocking step of publishing a story promoting felony gun theft. They write, and let's see, Betsy got tired of waiting for the gun-sucking cowards in Congress to get off of there, can't say it, and save some lives, so she decided to take matters into her own sticky, chalky hands. Gun humpers love their deadly fetish objects so much that they bring them everywhere they go and usually do a real, can't say the word, job of securing them. This is not so good for the 100 kids who Second Amendment themselves to death every year. But the silver lining is that it does help make Betsy's job much easier. Unlocked cars are a great place to find any kind of gun a Betsy might want, from handguns to AR-15s. Betsy helpfully reminded the gun owner / former gun owner of the cold statistical truth. Garages can also offer a wealth of weapons to literally anyone who happens to stroll by. Irresponsible gun licking can't say it. Take note, if you can't keep your can't say it guns out of the wrong can't say it hands, they will end up in Betsy's. Any Betsy can play this game. It's fun and easy. The best part of it is you don't really have to look all that hard before you start finding killing machines left lying around somewhere where a fragile man-child or a violent felon or a kid can pick them up. Public bathrooms, parks, even Disney World. Make sure to take trophy pics. This is Betsy Riot. I almost have to believe that probably a lot of Betsy Riots, a lot of the Betsys, is probably a lot of transgenders too. But I don't know. I'm just guessing. There's pictures suggesting that the author stole firearms from vehicles and homes and then destroyed them. Of course, I think the other day somebody actually stole video from another gun reviewer who was melting something and said they'd melted the guns down and showed it that way. Betsy Riot is apparently a collection of sock-puppeted Twitter accounts, all written with this same angry and desperate-to-be-relevant voice while purporting to be female. It's not surprising that the angry individual behind Betsy would encourage others to break laws, but it's interesting that Huffington Post is allowing that to be published, because here's the problem with this. Anybody getting out there and trying that, anybody breaking into a car, anybody breaking into a house, depending on what state you live in, if it's a state like, say, South Carolina, and you're trying to break into somebody's house to go get some of the guns, the killing machines, and, you know, prevent the hundreds of children from being Second Amendmented, as you say it, you might get shot for your trouble. Because for me, a criminal is a criminal is a criminal. I don't care about your intentions. I don't know. I don't have the luxury of sitting back and saying, hey, listen, before you come in there, Betsy, please tell me why you're coming in before I take, you know, I'm going to take appropriate action, whatever it is. Do I need to just call the police? Do I need to just beat you up? Do I need to shoot you? What do I need to do? Now, Huffington Post was allowing this to be published to their contributor platform. And it was up there for 5 days after it was published, promoting felonies. Now it's been pulled by the editors of the Huffington Post. As liberal as they clearly are, they see the obvious insanity of Betsy and the sock puppets. And yes, Betsy was outed as a content thief. The melted gun was culled from a gun vlogger's old YouTube video. So I understand that anti-gun people don't like guns. And at the same time, it just seems like the anti-gun people just are some of the most violent, crazy people I've ever seen in my life. They do not think there's any bridge too far. You don't get to be violent with me, anti-gunners, okay? That would be pretty stupid, wouldn't it? I think so. It would be pretty stupid to be violent with a gun carrier. I remember one time when I was still doing work for GOA. After Sandy Hook, everybody that was known for anything at GOA was got a death threat. Got a death threat. And Pratt and Eric and Mike Hammonds, who's an attorney there and everything else, they never respond to those kind of things. That sort of made me angry, though. So I got out there and I said something about it. I got on the air and I said, I don't really understand how you anti-gunners, are you going to bring a gun to come and kill me with? Because when you get here, I'm going to have a gun waiting on you. Isn't that, I mean, are you advocating against violence or against gun ownership? Because those are two different things. I advocate against violence. Violence is the underlying cause for all things, whether you get hurt with a gun or a stick or a knife or a rock or whatever, or if you get beat to death by hands and feet. That is what I advocate against. They advocate against guns. And they blame all of the violence on me and on you and on any gun owner. And they blame it on the NRA and they blame it on the Second Amendment, but they never blame it on some of the underlying factors like lack of economic development, lack of education, lack of family structure, which they all put in place. They want to look at the cause. If they want to beat something half to death that causes violence, they need to start slamming themselves in the mouth. Unless, of course, they're like this Betsy Riot person, which is apparently a very useful idiot. If you're a useful idiot and you're out there and you're just regurgitating talking points without even knowing what they mean or where they come from or how erroneous they may be, I'll give you, I'll cut you a break on that, but only so far. I'm only going to take that so far. And, in the beginning, I'm going to try to let you walk away. But if you keep on pushing it, if you keep on pushing me, then I'm going to give you what you want. And that's largely going to be a case of being able to get a hold of something and not being able to let go of it nearly fast enough. I'm sure that's going to be problematic for you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that's sought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Looking for an edge.
Eliminating the false.
Creating a fusion between man and weapon.
This is S3F Solutions.
S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now. 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call miniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335. 1-800-441-0335.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
There's a lot of differences there, but quality is one of them, and I mean, we're talking high quality. G-Code is the holster of choice for the faster crowd that Sean Maloney and the Buckeye Firearms Association use, so check them out. Earlier this month, a Mexican bus driver murdered a famous Canadian photographer. Coming from the Daily Mail, we get this. Barbara McClatchy Andrews was found dead near Merida, Mexico this past Friday. The state attorney general's office believes a 74-year-old was killed by the bus driver taking her from the airport in Cancun to her home. She was the sole passenger on the bus after the other travelers got off. Her body was found, strangled, and beaten by the roadside close to her destination. She was both a respected artist and photographer with work published in the likes of National Geographic. Horrible. It's not even, you know, her age notwithstanding. I mean, oh, well, Bill, you know, no, that's not the way we should die. She was trilingual. She traveled around the world to find subjects for her work. Friends and colleagues described her as a talented and vibrant person. She is survived by son Julian Andrews and brother Sam McClatchy. As BorderlandBeat.com reports, Ms. McClatchy's bereaved brother Sam failed to grasp the concept of self-defense. Friends and family of McClatchy gathered Wednesday at her Merida gallery, where her brother Samuel McClatchy said his sister lost her life for $500. When someone attempted to rob her, he said she fought to keep her belongings. He lamented that she had forgotten the rules of a traveler. Don't travel alone if you're a senior. Don't travel at night. Avoid remote routes. And if you're attacked, don't fight back. Problem here, and you know, I don't want to make it seem so blatantly black and white, but you do fight back. Laying there and not fighting back just means you die without raising a hand. You fight back with every ounce of strength in your mind and body. But it would have been really good if she'd killed the bus driver. She shot and killed the bus driver. She'd be alive. He'd be dead. You know, if he had not been caught, he would have done it again. That's the thing about predators. Once they kill, they will kill again. Who knows if he's killed before? And yet her brother, all her brother could concentrate on was the fact that she should not have fought. And that, to me, is the saddest of all things. You absolutely fight back and, you know, fight back dirty. Now, you know, some of these agents from ICE, Immigration Customs Enforcement, they're out there right now, and they're leaving the border, and they are coming inland, and they're scanning the license tags of cars at gun shows. The Wall Street Journal looked at some emails and found a joint program between local law enforcement and ICE. And they've been using license plate reading technology to track gun show attendees. And according to the Journal, the program back, you know, I talked about this the other day, dates back to 2010, likely to spread far beyond the original target area of Southern California. It is possible that if you have attended a gun show in any state in the last half decade, your personal information is now stored in a government database. And to make matters worse, they have no explicit policy in place limiting the use of license plate readers or how information gathered thus far is shared with other agencies or how it's stored and for how long. In states like Maryland, which allegedly used concealed carry permit data shared with them through the shady an unaccountable network of intelligence fusion centers, it is conceivable that personal information collected from gun shows can be and likely will be used to target innocent Americans now and in the future. Because after all, a person would not even have to purchase a firearm at one of these gun shows to end up at a or in a law enforcement database. Such schemes attempting to link gun ownership to border crime is all too familiar for an administration responsible for the gun-walking debacle known as Fast and Furious. But this latest revelation is a frightening reminder of just how far the Obama administration is willing to go to chill law-abiding citizens' exercise of their Second Amendment guaranteed rights. Bill Clinton's support for gun control measures was well known, and during the first 2 years of his administration, when the Congress remained under firm Democratic Party control, he pressed his anti-Second Amendment agenda through legislative measures, resulting in the so-called Brady Bill, which he signed into law in 1993, and the assault weapons ban in the following year. And by the way, for all of you out there that take umbrage with me reading a text and saying assault weapons ban, I refer to them as personal defense weapons. If you've listened to me long enough, you know that. And if you just have gotten to me, well, you know what? I'm just reading in some cases. I'm just, you know, quoting. And I will continue to quote. And if that offends your sensitive fifis, pick up the phone and tell me what you think. But stop commenting. Gosh, the commenters. Now, Barack Obama had a very compliant Congress in 2009 and 2010, prefers to sneakier ways to move his anti-gun agenda forward. So the use of federal regulatory agencies with no clear or even lawful jurisdiction over firearms to limit the Second Amendment, well, that's cool with him. Using the regulatory powers of the FDIC to pressure banks into severing ties with companies that engage in lawful firearms transactions, perfectly okay with him. Then there's the others, you know, involving the Departments of State and Health and Human Services and the CDC. And this revealed license plate rating scheme or reading scheme is a particular nefarious tactic by the Obama administration insofar as it indiscriminately snares anyone who attends a gun show for any reason. Some people might just give somebody a ride to the gun show. Might not own a gun. Might not want to own a gun. I gave somebody a ride. Big deal. They're in a database now. All such persons become suspects in the eyes of law enforcement officials, including people who might merely be shopping for knives or who had dropped by to view or participate in a non-gun-related exhibit. So, okay. This illustrates the fundamental problem with dragnets such as those employed by ICE. Because what's important here is potential guilt, which is determined not by any evidence, but by algorithms and connecting dots that fit the government's perception of suspicious activity, even if such activity is completely legal and constitutional. It is not far-fetched to envision that a person tracked at a gun show and then tracked again at a school can suddenly find himself surrounded by SWAT teams ready to shoot what the government computer program concludes is a possible killer. Nothing more sinister than the father picking up a child at school. That's what we guard against. That's what we have to watch out for. One more time today, I give this back to Genesis Communications Network. We will be right back. You are listening to Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cartovite. Cartovite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cartovite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is the last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This is, this portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
That and the fact that they're so modular. I mean, they are so modular. It's crazy how modular they are. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. Now then, a request, if I may. In the coming months, I mean, everything started today. In the coming days and weeks and months, this show is going to slowly begin to change. There's going to be a few changes made in the way the show streams. There's going to be, you know, I'm going to be doing more activities outside of the broadcast time. So I want to try to get everybody as engaged as I can possibly lure in so that I can, when I'm putting something out, it'll get out there. So, on Instagram, it's Lock and Load Radio, LOCKN Load Radio, all one word. Go follow me there. Go look for Lock and Load Radio on Facebook. On YouTube, it's Lock and Load Radio 1. Podcast is, well, you know, if you get the podcast or listening to the show, you'll get it anyway. But I would like for everybody to engage because I'm getting ready to change this up a little bit. And when I do, this is going to, you know, this is going to be something fell into my lap today that was completely unexpected. And this is going to rapidly change the whole dynamic of the show in a good way. So play this back later and get all of this if you would, please. I want you to consider the plight of Christians in Iraq while we're talking about this. According to our own weak need State Department, Christians have been threatened with violence if they do not leave their homes. They're accosted on the streets and assassinated even. And their churches have been bombed or destroyed. And some Iraqi Christian leaders go so far as to describe the plight of Christians in Iraq as ethnic cleansing. With ISIS out there, no wonder, right? And the same is true for other religious minorities in this region. Reports indicate that the situation is equally bad or even worse for other religious minorities. One thing the Christian community has going for it is that it is connected to international communities that can advocate for it, as the Pope has done. But that is not the case with some of the other groups, such as the Yazidis, which are considered they're considered to be heretics by many Muslims because they have a syncretistic blend of Islam and other religions. There is no international Yazidi community. Another targeted group, the Sabi and Mahdians, have been in Iraq for many, many centuries. The Mahdian religion is independent of Islam, Christianity, and Judaism, but it follows the teachings of John the Baptist, with baptism being a central ritual. Sabi and Mahdians in Iraq numbered around 60,000 in 2003. Today, there may only be 5,000 left in Iraq, meaning that more than 90% have left the country or been killed. All over the region, you know, majority of Muslim nations almost uniformly persecute. The only question is how virulent the repression. Believers are mistreated everywhere, but Christians must suffer in the birthplace of Christianity. The Iraq invasion and the Arab Spring have loosed a campaign of religious cleansing across the Middle East. And even Obama's favorite, Turkish President Erdogan, is getting into the act by banning Orthodox Christian liturgy. This doesn't even touch on the terrorist assaults on Western culture from Fort Hood to Charlie Hebdo to 9/11. Nor does it cover the assault on women for exercising their free will by punishments ranging from wife beating to being burned by battery acid to honor killing. Islam is like no other religion on earth today. Even though it's not just a religion. It is also the most vicious, monomaniacal, male-centered, intolerant, supremacist, two-faced plague facing mankind. And despite its shut-up clout, Islamophobia is a highly inaccurate epithet for Islam's critics who are not reacting out of fear but disgust and contempt and hostility. The question, when asked of politicians, and even Donald Trump, as to what they're going to do about Islamophobia, is completely back-assward. And that is the plain truth. Islam. We should do nothing about Islamophobia. Nothing. Islamophobia doesn't exist. What you're referring to is a reaction to attacks. You know, I'm almost certain that all of the Japanese were not up for the invasion of Pearl, you know, the bombing of Pearl Harbor. I'm almost certain of that. I know that there were some Japanese that wanted nothing to do with it, and yet they did bomb Pearl Harbor, and yet we went to war. And that was the last time we had a man in the White House, even though it was Roosevelt. And then we had Truman. Then we had Eisenhower. You know, we had guys that would lead back then, that would rise up and lead. We seek for the world to be at peace, and for a long time we were willing to pay the price to see to it that the world stayed at peace. But that's not the case anymore. I mean, we pulled back. We have decimated the military. You know, in order to keep the peace, we've got to be able to split some skulls. We've got to be able to turn a country into rubble. And instead, on my taxpayer and your taxpayer dollars now, we had Bradley Manning who got caught, committing espionage, and now he's Chelsea Manning in Leavenworth or wherever they've got him. Her. We paid for that. Islamophobia is not a thing, and we don't need to do anything about it. Islam, if you claim to be moderate, if you claim to be the true religion of peace, well, maybe you should enforce that amongst some of your more overzealous members that seem to be perverting and prostituting your your movement. You know, as far as I'm looking at, Islam is not a religion, or Islam is a system. Islam is a system. And I, if I have to have a label and we want to make it simple, that's fine. But just call me American. I have no desire to live under Sharia law. I have no desire to take on Allah. None. I simply want to be an American. It's what I was born. It's the way I'm going to go. So, take all that in consideration. Islamophobia is not a thing. It's not a thing. It's not a thing I have to be concerned with because I did not start it. I didn't start it. I didn't do any of the stuff that got it riled up. At considering everything that's happened on this planet since 9/11, I should think that what they should be saying is, thanks for not coming out here and blasting us all back into the Stone Age where our ideology belongs. That would be what I would think they'd be saying instead of complaining about Islamophobia. Islamophobia isn't real, because if that was true, you'd be all dead by now, and I don't care how many of you there are. It's doable. So, look in the mirror and take all of that in consideration, if you would, okay? We're not looking to actively seek genocide, despite the fact that you guys are. Despite the fact that you guys do. We'll be back in 21 hours between now and then. Remember, this has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. Think education has to be boring? Think again. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.